Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
This episode of The Bracket, a Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast, is specially presented by Waterbird. That is right. Waterbird's canned cocktails. You can find them in grocery stores, a convenience store, a liquor store near you. They make high-quality canned cocktails with real premium distilled spirits. Waterbird's ranch water, fantastic. If you never had ranch water, real premium Blanco tequila, sparkling water, lime juice, fantastic. I'm an Austinite from Texas. Tell you what, ranch water, very popular there. It is delicious, must have. You got to try Waterbird's. It's the ultimate refreshment. Makes their ranch water with real tequila, not from sugar or malt like all the others in the market. Waterbird also makes a delicious tequila margarita. The Waterbird Tequila Margarita is made with Waterbird's real premium Blanco tequila distilled in Mexico, sparkling water, lime juice, triple sec, and a little pinch of salt. No mixing, none of that necessary. Waterbird canned, all ready to go. Don't need anything else there. It's all right there. The ranch water, awesome. Tequila margarita, just as good, maybe even better. Who knows? Try them both. Figure out which one you like the best. Again, maybe you're going to like both of them. But try Waterbird. You can find them grocery store, convenience store, liquor store near you. Thank you to Waterbird for sponsoring this podcast. All right. Welcome to The Bracket, episode 10, the Lights, Camera, Barstool podcast. Jeff alongside Ken Jack, Stephen Che, Nick, KB, Owen, and Cole will be joining us in a minute. You know, it's end of the year, timing and everything, tough to line up. So we're just, you know, Cole will be joining us in a minute. We have a fun one today. We have our first real audio-based, I mean, I guess these are all fucking podcasts and video pods, but we'll be playing audio clips because we're doing best sound. And I think some of them skate through and they don't qualify as much.
I see one that's 25 seconds. That's just a song.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll
that could see. Be a tone or a jingle as well.
Yeah, I there's a couple I thought maybe this is just a song, a jingle, but we'll go through it. We'll go through it. Best sounds is what we're doing today. Last week we did most iconic hat and Hey Arnold.
Wait, Jeff. What if people listen to the pod out of order?
I will. Okay, this is the last week I'm doing this though.
Okay.
First bracket was worst mascot. And it was the Wizard of Fries, though I do think at this point he's just a great mascot.
Yes.
The second bracket was gas station snacks. We did beef jerky. Third was best James. We did Kevin James. He won. Congrats to Kevin James, who's playing Sean Payton in a new movie about the New Orleans Saints coach.
Unrecognizable.
Yeah, he's on the stunning transformation by putting on a Saints hat. most boring person, place, or thing, online work training. Best 2000s internet thing, we did AOL Instant Messenger. Biggest weirdos, Airsoft adults. They won at the 11th hour. They weren't even in the bracket initially. Worst red thing, the Red Ring of Death. Best combo, we did a kid that Stephen Che went to high school with named Jack Joyce and his monster truck. He wasn't in the bracket until the championship. And then most iconic hat was a combination of multiple. It was a combo of... It was like after the best combo, it was a combo of other hats. It was Hey Arnold wearing a Cookie Monster flat brim.
The team win.
New thing we're going to do. We're going to do half the bracket, pick the finalists from that half, and then do the second half. That was a suggestion from Nick. We've been saying it's like the toughest thing about these is you kind of talk about everything, and then it's...
That was a great suggestion by Nick, to be frank.
Yeah.
Really awesome by Nick.
You run out of shit to say. So... We'll do the first half of the bracket, and then we'll move on to the second half of the bracket. That's how we'll keep it fresh throughout. This episode also brought to you by Mack Weldon.
Episode brought to you by Mack Weldon. Oh, man, I got some fucking great Mack Weldon shirts. Fantastic Mack Weldon shirts. Look, okay, so they want me to talk about the Daily Wear System. It's a selection of clothes rooted in smart design, made with performance fabrics built to work together, breathable T-shirts, polos, stylish button-ups, all that. Shorts, the Ace Sweat shorts, Ace Sweatpants, Ace Sweatshirt, Zip Up, Silver Knit, Pull, all that stuff. Good. the fucking t-shirt. You're wearing a bomber jacket. You're wearing a jacket out in the winter, or maybe a down vest, looking like Han Solo. Point is, you need something that's light, comfortable, breathable, looks good underneath those things. And Mack Weldon's a great option there. So buy some time this winter with the Mack Weldon Daily Wear System. And for 20% off your first order, visit Mack, M-A-C-K, Weldon, MackWeldon.com/light to enter promo code light. That's MackWeldon, MackWeldon.com/lights. Enter promo code lights. That's MackWeldon.com/lights. Promo code lights for 20% off. Radically efficient wardrobing for Mack Weldon.
Best sounds. I will play the sound for each one. So for each one, I will play the sound. Make sure to get the chat open here so the fellas on can see what the matchups are. The number one, I didn't think there was any strong number one seed. We'll see. This is a pretty common sound. Here's the one seed. That's the opening of a, I will say beer can, but the opening of a can, the opening of a drink can.
So I think that was Sprite.
Yeah, that wasn't beer.
It was definitely citrus. It was citrus for sure.
It was a lemon lime.
Say that again.
Squirt.
That was
squirt,
maybe.
Beer has an earthy pop. That was definitely a light pour.
Aluminum is. That has to be a Fresca.
One more time.
Yeah.
Boys. That was a Faygo Moon Mist.
I can tell you what,
people like beer.
That sound is a great sound, but it's sometimes amazing. Followed up 10 seconds later by a, which is an awful sound.
Right? Awful sound. What? I fuck with that.
You don't. There's a whole Curb Your Enthusiasm episode based off of that sound.
Yeah.
Here's the 16 seed. I think this is as tough of a 16 seed as anything. Just a fart.
Yeah.
And
wait, do you have a B track? Give it the B track.
There's a second fart. This is known online as fart sound effect number 7.
Whoa. That is the stickiest fart on YouTube. And that is more
the stinkiest fart. There's loud farts everywhere. There's quiet farts even more often. But the stinkiest fart on YouTube right there.
You think it's a fart? It's just a
Nick and I actually reached out to those guys, and we were in conversations. They sponsored one of our
podcast episodes.
I think I'm a bad person to ask on this. I'm throwing my vote right away. Farts. I will never not laugh at a well placed or timed fart joke, even when it doesn't work. It's something that you look back on and you still kind of like a bad fart joke. May not be funny in the moment. Like, here's a movie that we've talked about in our pod. Master of Disguise. Awful Dana Carvey movie. Really bad fart jokes, but now it's aged so poorly, the movie. It's, like, even worse than it was when it came out. The fart jokes are just kind of funny to me. So I love a good fart sound. I think it always plays.
Also about that movie, it was filmed during 9/11.
9/11, yeah, that's right.
During the filming of the Turtle Club scene, they pause for a moment of silence.
Led by Dana Carvey in the turtle suit.
Yep.
Absolutely true. Any other opening up a can? I don't think it matters. We'll group them all together, whether it's a soda or a energy drink. Ken, Jeff, you said energy drink. Other people said beer. So we'll just group them all together. They all sound different, though. Yes, Jay.
So I don't want to give away like future suggestions because it could be something else. But I did say opening up a tennis ball can specifically is a different type of sound.
That is like the
the
one seed.
But I would say like based on the 16 seed, fart sound number 7 is just a shart. Like that, there's no chance that's dry.
That's a fart up against a chair. That's up against
a chair. That's a man that just got out of the shower.
Lie.
Shower fart could be. How you mentioned Faygo, Nick, and I think that's the first time we've done a foray into the Juggalo realm, like ever on this version of Pop. We mentioned this one is the best. I love the Juggalos.
Oh, first one fucking stinks.
It's a stinky fart.
One here. Let's palate cleanse with the normal one.
that one's not nearly as good.
That's a, the first one's a 16 seed. That the stinky wet fart is a 1-3 seed.
That particular fart is a 1-2, I'd say. I think I'm 4 years old, maybe 7 years old. Can you play that second one one more time? Second
yeah, we'll give it one more go. This is the 16 seed, farts.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
It's a YouTube video you can smell.
Is anyone not voting farts? I feel like farts is a layup.
Is this an upset over opening up a can?
So just for the sake of it, for the sake of argument, a fart being funny is a fart being awesome is the entire package. It stinks like poop and it comes from a butthole. And so the fart, just the sound without stink, I don't know.
I almost agree with you in that. I do think that sometimes a silent fart could be funnier than a loud fart, because like when all of a sudden like you're with your friends or something and they just smell your fart and like, oh, or you do the like, hey, you smell popcorn, and they like go, oh, like, man, that moment is hysterical without the sound.
But we're talking sounds.
It might be a clean sweep still.
Yeah.
I was going to go with the sound of a beer.
You like you like specifically the beer sound. Does it hurt that there are other cans involved here though?
No.
So that sounds like we don't have Coley yet, so we don't need the tiebreaker. So it doesn't really matter here. That's a clean sweep. That's a clean sweep right there. The 16 seed farts moves on to the second round. Now the 8 seed. This is a strong one. Media is the theme to both of these. They're not really connected whatsoever. Here's the 8 seed.
Law and Order.
Law and Order, which here's a little fact about the Law and Order sound effect. What would you call it? A dun-dun, right?
The dun-dun, right?
Yeah.
They apparently refer to the guy who created the sound refers to, they say on set they refer to it as a chung-chung.
Chung-chung? I don't like that.
That's not it. That's not the sound at all. That's very clearly a dun-dun. That's the 8 seed. Strong 8 seed.
Chung?
Not at all. Here's the 9 seed.
Chung.
A good DJ air or hip hop air horn.
That could be also on like the worst sound bracket.
Well, that's
I like question. That one when it's used ironically.
The right, DJ but is about I think, to play some trash app remix to another.
I think we have to put that in like that's in the sense of it's a meme, right? Like yeah. A fart is a negative thing in a sense because you're stinking up the room. But I think we have to look at all these in a positive way. That's how I view like the irony of the DJ air horn.
They're definitely funny. Chung Chung sounds like Wang Chung broke up and reformed with Chung's brother. And I don't like that at all.
I'd take off points because they call it Chung Chung.
Yeah, I think that's fucked.
That hurts. That really hurts the 8 seed, the Law and Order sound effect.
It weirds me out when I can't tell what even a semblance of what instrument made it. It's like, can you play it again?
See, and also the more I think about it, the air horns, if it wasn't for air horns, Major League Gaming wouldn't even exist because every MLG compilation had nonstop air horns. Like we wouldn't have professional e-gaming without air horns. I think I'm going to go with them because they're ironically funny too.
Who made that sound? The Law and Order.
An air horn. Oh.
His name is like Mike Post or something.
Nah, it had
that's a rap name. That's
it had to be like David Guetta.
Mike
Posner.
No, just Mike Post does sound like a guy who does use a DJ air horn.
DJ air horns were awesome. Did you guys have the app that it was just that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Kyle tweeted out a couple OG iPhone apps the other day. Tweeted out the lighter.
Yeah, the lighter
app. There's the beer app where you pretend to drink. That was the most revolutionary thing about the iPhone was the app you could pretend you were drinking a beer.
It was the best.
The flashlight was pretty cool. That just made your screen white.
Yeah. I had the pistol one. I always thought that was cool now until I didn't.
Yeah.
Until I stopped using it. DJ Airhorn, ironically, and then the Law and Order in sound, which we have to say is apparently a chung chung. Che, where do you stand?
Che probably said that.
I mean, Chun Chun's my favorite uncle, so it's hard to vote against that. I'm gonna go Chun Chun. It's just like an iconic sound in American television that you immediately know what's going to happen. Whereas the air horn, I wouldn't say it's iconic, but it is very ironically funny when used appropriately.
I'll vote Law and Order. I'm not even a big Law and Order, but it is just it's a TV staple. Ken Jack.
I think I'll go with the air horn because I'm not a big Law and Order fan personally. It's definitely a more iconic sound, I would say, just far in the worst. It's more iconic to TV than air horn is to music. But I do think that the air horn has more applicable areas beyond just music. It was in music. It was in YouTube videos. It was in like real life air horns. And I don't know. I'm just going to give it to them.
Nick.
I'm going Law and Order. How successful like is a theme song if they can just do that 2 seconds and you immediately know?
Is that as good as the actual Law and Order theme songs? They're like dun 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 dun.
Yeah,
that, I think is the better. Awesome. That's the better Law and Order sound. Too.
That should be the theme song.
Just the dun dun.
Yeah.
I disagree. Their theme song rocks.
Owen.
Air horn. I think it's hilarious to spam people with it. What is this for? SVU.
Just regular, use the best Law and Order, right? But they all use it.
I don't know. I think crime shows are
they
a bit.
All of them definitely use it.
KB, chance to tie it.
Law and Order by far. That's,
all right, so Law and Order does move on. Best. The Dun-Dun moves on to the next round, the 8th seed. going to be taking on Farts in the second round.
Bye-bye.
No. Oh yeah. Just note, there's a couple that may win in the bottom half of the bracket is a significantly stronger half than the top half. I will note that. The next sound, so there's a play-in game in the next one, but the 4 seed is a distinct 4 seed, very iconic sound. The Mario coin sound effect. Which is great if you go to a Cleveland baseball game. They use it as their when you touch home, you score a run. It's just a great classic sound. The play-in game, though, the 2-12 seeds, both from the same network. Here's the first play-in option. HBO intro. Here's the second. Now, this is not a song. It's part of a song. So just the entourage theme song.
Good submission, Owen.
Not me.
Oh,
that was me, but that was inspired by Owen's story.
KB, a big HBO guy now, by the way. KB had, they didn't make it, by the way. KB had 2 separate Soprano sound effects that he nominated.
What, Tony Soprano breathing? And then what was the other one?
No, it was Silvio's ho and Chris's whoa.
they are definably different. That's fair.
This is the from
I love the
Superhero by Jane's Addiction.
It is good. I used to skip the intro until season 7 and then I felt like I owed it to them to watch it.
To Jane's Addiction?
Yeah, just everybody involved with the show.
But what's the better what's the better thing here, though? Is it the actual thing that comes before the intro?
I think it's meme in itself, by the way. HBO sound, right? Because it includes all HBO shows. So not only Entourage, but
not all good, though. Not all HBO shows are good, though.
Very true. A lot of Thrones, Curb.
We're not judging on how prolific these sounds are. We're judging by how good they are.
Right. I think the HBO intro is the better one. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah, oh, it is the better one.
I think the HBO one is a bit dated. When was the last time you heard white noise on a TV?
But that's what makes it so good almost. That's just a TV noise to my brain. You know what I mean?
You know you're watching
TV noises.
Right. You know you're fucking watching television when you turn on HBO. That's the thing. Like, you're not watching Netflix.
That's what gives it away.
This isn't.
Yeah, but you're not watching some Netflix bullshit. Like, this is This is fucking HBO. Actually, isn't that their thing? It's not TV, it's HBO.
It's not TV, it's HBO. Oh,
shit. The Netflix done is actually kind of like getting up there too. They try to make songs out of that and everything.
It's also, if you go see, there's another new Netflix movie in theaters. Don't Look Up.
Netflix, Adam McKay. Young?
They call their version of Comic-Con Dun Dun, right?
Yeah, it's done there. It's actually called Dun Dun, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, to dumb. To
yeah. I was like, because there's one word. But it's one word. It's T-U-D-U-M, right?
Does no one want to use Dun Dun? Is that like a...
Could be like trademarked.
Maybe. Yeah.
I think it is the intro, but I had to put the Entourage yeah in there because it is... It's simple, but it's effective. It works. Is anyone voting Entourage?
I am.
Yeah. Fuck it.
All right, that's two. Does anyone want to tie it up?
That was good, Nick.
I'm going for the HBO intro.
I am as well. Ken Jack?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's make it a sweep.
All right, well, HBO intro moves on. HBO intro. Take it on the Mario coin, though. Mario coin is simple. HBO intro borders on just a straight up like jingle. Doesn't though. But the Mario coin is a little more short and to the point. I don't know if it matters if you're like an old school Mario person, but it is in terms of video game sounds, it's up there, right? So it's gotta be top five video game sound.
It's in a game like Mario where there's so many iconic sounds. It is to me the Mario sound. You know what I mean? Like, and he has so many. There's a million different great sounds in that game. Yeah. And like, that is the sound to me.
Yeah, that is a game jam-packed with iconic sounds. I don't know if it's because they're good or if it's because it was the first. I will say I said like the HBO sound was dated, but this is more timeless, I think.
Sheesh. The sound of getting money. I mean, what more do you want?
Play both again, please.
Yeah, just a reminder. Here's the 5, see the Mario coin. Here's the 12 seed, the HBO intro. Yeah, that's a great.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not even a contest hearing it back to back like that.
Oh, yeah. I'm about to.
What is that first rip of the HBO sound? So it's not static. What's before that's the static?
It would be like, TV turning on.
This is a really old television.
Oh, yeah.
Super. Volume only on the set itself. Can't even use a remote.
Use a dial to turn the fucking channel.
It sounds like HBO. Does anyone really want to go hard for Mario coin though? Try to start a Mario coin revolution here.
It's a great sound, but I don't think you can take it over HBO. HBO is just so iconic.
And HBO has brought me much more joy over time, especially into adulthood, than Mario has. No offense to Mario.
Yeah, there is a sort of euphoria when you hear it.
I had some dark HBO days. Private School Girl and Angry Boys.
Oh yeah, the spinoff of Summer High
Chris
Time.
Lily's shows. Yeah, those were rough.
Angry Boys.
HBO intro though sounds like it's moving on. Upsets Mario coin. So we've had a 16 seed, an 8 seed, and a 5 seed move on. This episode of Lights, Camera, Barstool is brought to you by Truebill. All right, Truebill. How many subscription services do you have? The big question, because I don't know personally. I know I have a lot. And they do all add up. you probably sign up a lot during quarantine, during COVID, all that. And 80% of people have forgot they even have. There are subscriptions you have, I guarantee you'd be like, what the fuck even is this? Big way to save money. Truebill is the smartest way to manage your finances. Easy to use app. True. T-R-U-E. Bill. Review your recurring charges in one place, cancel subscriptions directly through the app, variety of tools to help you out as well. Come with the app, create a monthly budget, track, evaluate savings goals, automated savings, push notifications so you know when you're getting close to your budget, all that included. Multiple ways to save on your bills, and you will work with the top providers to negotiate and lower your bills, including AT&T, T-Mobile, Spectrum, all that. Bank level security. You'll feel good. You'll be like, damn. I didn't know I spent $200 more on subscriptions than I thought. Truebill has saved users over $50 million. The average person saves $720 per year with Truebill. Get started today at Truebill, TRUEBILL.com/lights. Take control of your finances and start saving at Truebill.com/lights. The last one in the top half of the bracket. We have a three-way play-in for the 13 seed, but here's the four seed. Four seed, very simple.
Wave.
Classic ocean waves hitting the sand, hitting rocks, hitting the beach.
Is that an ocean wave or is it a seashell next to your ear?
Gotta think it's an ocean wave.
What a curveball.
Yeah.
You're going to know right away what the play-in is going to consist of. But there are three options for the 13 seed.
Oh, jeez.
Because I just decided I couldn't. I mean, I have to seed these anyway. I was like, I can't get rid of one of these or two of them. Here's the first option. You'll know what the other two are right away. GameCube, obviously. Here's the second one. Point made there, PlayStation 2, and then this one.
Get lost, Xbox losers.
Play the stinky fart after that. I need a palate.
Stinky fart, 16. All right,
so off the top, does it sound like we're taking Xbox out?
Yep. Get out of here.
Get the fuck out of here, Xbox.
What are they trying to do?
It sounds like a bubbly fart.
The look
that
of the
was
Xbox
stinkier
intro.
Stinkier than the fart.
I always liked the look of the Xbox intro because it had like the goo and everything in it, but the sound was just.
It was like the had to include open, right? With a, yeah, a bunch of green coming out.
All right. So it sounds like Xbox already out of there. I had both. I had a GameCube and I had a PS2, but the GameCube one is all. That one always will stick with me more. It's also, it does have meme ability too. It did. It was a Vine meme, right?
Like that's familiar.
It was a meme. But the PlayStation 2 one, hearing that meant your disc was working. You weren't getting that sound. you put in the disc and you prayed for that sound.
But the rising pillars coming out of the mist too. I mean, that was just so beautiful.
Yeah, it was this weird. I think it was purgatory.
And yeah, that's like what it kind of felt like.
Gray cubes everywhere. And I was like, this is nice.
I love the PS2 one. It's an easy,
play
such
the
an easy
PS2
win for me.
Again, please.
PS2, here it is.
Keep it going. I want to hear just that ambiance.
That was a little obnoxious, that little tail end.
I do remember the PS2 waiting lobby and the time Squidward goes to a nothing but white universe.
Much like that.
Existential crises.
We'll give Nintendo a little run again.
To credit both,
that's good.
PlayStation's is extremely Sony and the GameCube's is extremely Nintendo.
If you didn't know, you would never mistake that for anything but Nintendo.
And Xbox struggles with like an identity, which is accurate as well. You can tell that's Xbox.
I just imagine like Bill Gates like just watching the intro, like, yeah, this is fucking it, fellas. We just did it.
I didn't know you had a Gates.
That was a killer one, by the way. That was a great. I don't think I've ever heard him speak in my life.
You haven't.
That was good.
Except for the Bill Gates impression on Nathan For You.
I watched the behind the scenes for The Social Network, and the guy playing Bill Gates, there's a guy playing Bill Gates in the movie, and there's a contradiction in the, because behind the scenes, they're not recording it together. They're all doing it separately. And David Fincher or Aaron Sorkin, they're like, yeah, we had this guy up here for hours, and then we dubbed over Bill Gates' actual audio. It was great. And then you hear, like, what's the guy's name? Is it Josh Pence, the guy that played the other Winklevoss? It's him and Armie Hammer. And they're like, oh, this guy did the best impression of Bill Gates. And I'm like, well, what is it? did Bill Gates call in and do the lines, or did they find the best Bill Gates impressionist? I just want to know.
Yeah, it's Bill Heath from Nathan For You.
So I ocean waves to me is It is my favorite sound. Like, it's the most soothing sound. Like, whether you're standing in an ocean or it's like I have like a noise machine too. So like those types of sounds I love. But it's tough in doing these brackets and I tug on nostalgia a bit. And it's hard for me to not to pick whatever wins GameCube. Actually, we didn't even pick GameCube or PS2. Where do we stand? Who's voting PS2?
Not even close. PS2.
PS2.
All right, so PS2 moves on. PS2 versus Ocean. Which PS2, by the way, let's play the PS2 one again.
Has an ocean wave.
You may have to give it to PS2 because it kind of has ocean waves at the end.
Damn. It's more like...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Damn.
It might be like space ocean waves or whatever. Like
it's space ocean.
That's space
ocean. Sure. Yeah, space ocean.
But like, it's kind of a tough matchup for ocean waves because ocean waves, PS2 kind of has your thing already.
Remember how big of a thing space ocean was?
Those are the days. Yeah. We had jobs, bacon, and cash in ocean waves.
Is that just me?
I love space ocean.
When one of the seeds has the other seed's thing, isn't that just like how we had, once we gave Hey Arnold the Cookie Monster hat, it was game over?
I don't know. Yeah. Because there's a completely different feeling when I hear just isolated ocean waves than the PlayStation one.
I don't know. It's kind of hard because like the PS2 thing, I immediately associate with happiness. I don't always immediately associate ocean waves with happiness. More soothing. It's like being put to sleep, like I'm being, you know, anesthetized or whatever.
It's comforting.
You suggested waves, KB, right?
Yeah, gentle waves on rocks.
You're a big ocean guy. You and I spent about three consecutive hours in the ocean at one point this summer.
Yeah, I love the ocean. I hate the beach equally, though.
Which is, I'm not saying it's involved with the four seed, but it's
any sand? I hope no sand made the bracket.
Can we play the wave? Can we hear the sand and the wave?
Yeah, if we can.
That's a rocky shore.
Those are kind of smooth ripples, though.
I think it's a fucking seashell.
Oh,
telling you.
Steve convinced you.
I'm telling you. The PS2 one is just so iconic. Like the sound in the beginning is kind of what gets you hooked. The back, I mean, it's 25 seconds compared to everything else on this. It's like at least 2x the second longest, or no, there's a 19, but it's like way longer than everybody else. The first 5 or 7 seconds are where you make your buddy your bread with that one.
Yeah, give credit for the beginning. I'd agree. Actually, you know what? Let's bring in Coley. Coley joining us now. I acted like Zoom was going to immediately load Coley in.
Yeah.
As if that would ever happen. Coley joining us.
True.
The 4 versus 13. We're just going to play the sounds, my friend. First up, the 4 seed. The sounds of the ocean. Che seems to think that could be the sounds of a seashell up against your ear, though, if that makes a heap of difference for you. And here is the 13 seed. Let's fast forward to the space ocean at the end. Space waves. So PS2 sound intro. Against ocean waves, where do you stand on that? On the out, just right off the top here.
I can't believe ocean's a 4 seed. Like, I feel like that's as much of, obviously, I don't know what 1 through 3 were.
I'll tell you really quickly off the top. This was the 1 seed, the opening of a beer can, and it lost to the 16 seed.
Yeah, I think that's a fair upset. You know, sometimes you just run into a team that's hot, playing their best ball, catching their second wind, and Yeah, that happens. That happens to the best of them.
We do seem kind of split, though. What would you? We'll let you start with the vote. Ocean Waves or PS2 intro?
So my problem with the PS2 intro is I instantly thought it was Xbox. I then remembered it was PS2, but I wasn't confused at all with Ocean Wave.
Because I'll play the Xbox.
Well, I was more thinking 360, not is that okay, the original okay. Xbox?
I don't remember that at all.
OG Xbox.
I was confused with.
Yeah, the Xbox 360 is a little different.
It's just like the shield thing pop up or whatever.
So you throw an Ocean nice. Waves?
Yeah, I vote Ocean Waves.
KB?
I'm Ocean Waves, the natural sound of Ocean Waves.
Owen?
Ocean Waves.
Uh-oh, Nick?
PlayStation 2.
Ken Jack?
I think if you're, like, I immediately associate with PlayStation with, like, having fun, but not everyone associates Ocean Waves, like, with a good time. Imagine you're Indonesian right now listening to this podcast. Probably like, fuck these guys. I'm going to
their Ocean Waves sound different. Theirs sounds like the PS2 intro.
I'm giving Ocean Waves the win. Would you go PS2, Che?
I was going PS2.
All right, Ocean Waves moves on. Let's finish off the top half of the bracket. Coley, you already know the 16 seed. There's a couple variations. Six. There's this variation. And then there's this variation. So Farts taking on this iconic TV intro. Which, for context, we learned the creator, Mike or Mark Post, has called it a chung-chung and not a dun-dun. Which is...
I'm not voting for chung-chung.
See?
Can't.
That sounds like more than mildly racist.
It just doesn't also make sense. That's a dun. No, that's a quick dun-dun. The word, I mean, chung is a longer word. Che, where do you can vote Che to start. Farts to 16 seed, dun-dun the 8th seed.
I mean, farts, absolutely. Plus, you got two of them, so you haven't even, like, decided which fart sound. You've got the classic.
Fart, right?
You've got, what's that?
I think we decided we're going with the stinkiest fart, right?
Yeah,
stinky. Better fart.
I mean, you can't play that and not laugh. So that's, I mean, Coley's right. If they're playing their best ball right now, you got to go.
You got to go. Yeah. I'll go farts. Ken, Jack?
I'm going farts. Nick? It's got to be farts.
Come on.
All right. That's, I mean, Owen, Coley. I mean, is everyone farts right now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Law and Order fans are distraught. Farts moves on to the final four. And then the 12 seed. Pretty good 12 seed. Taking on the 4 seed Ocean Waves, which I'll play. We can talk over the Ocean Waves. It's soothing. I feel like the intro kind of is going to blow away Ocean Waves, right?
Now, which sound do you think is more iconic? There's like two main sounds out here.
Oh, and we're going to break down this. So there's that. And then there's this part.
That's the cool part.
But what's the part that you think is the more iconic part?
I think it's the static at the beginning that's more iconic. Like the
ripping open of the old TV set.
Yeah, the heavenly, like, awe. Like, I don't even think it's the most iconic heavenly awe.
Combined, though, that creates an icon. I'm my vote, HBO easy. Is anyone voting Ocean Waves?
I'm going Ocean Waves. I'm anti-HBO sound.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you're just mad because it knocked out the in the play-in game from the Entourage theme.
I don't even particularly like Entourage. I think it's dated. I think it could have used a refresh. It was like, I don't know. It just doesn't do it for me. Just the awes would have been good.
How long have Waves been making the same noise?
I don't know which came first. It's been debated for centuries.
They haven't released a new album in literally millenniums.
Is it just Nick with the Ocean Waves?
No, I'm going Ocean Waves. I refuse to vote for anything that gave us the last season of Game of Thrones.
That's fair. That's a consistent take from you. I can't back that up. It does seem, though, HBO intro is moving on. For a chance to go to the championship game, win the top half of the bracket, we have the 16 seed up against the 12 seed, excuse me, that won its play-in game. I mean,
it was a nice run.
Yeah. Hey, good.
So Farts moves on to the championship very clearly. There is one seed in the bottom half of the bracket that stands a chance. That's it.
Yeah, burp.
But we'll see. So Farts moves on. Let's go to the bottom half of the bracket. The 3-14 seed. Here is the 3 seed. That is a swish of a basketball hoop, a net.
I wouldn't have been able to guess that.
Now that you know it, it's okay. The best high quality one I could find.
Yeah.
What did Ted Cruz call it? A basketball ring?
Goal.
Goal.
Going up against the 14 seed.
That's good.
Pornhub intro, which I did. Coley and I chatted about this earlier. Coley suggested steel drums, and for some reason,
oh yeah,
steel drums are great. But I for some reason thought, I was like, oh, he means he's that's code for the Pornhub.
Pornhub. Yeah. Intro. No, you meant Girls Gone Wild, did you not?
Oh, I that's guess
they
what I was...
they have been tied up in the Girls Gone Wild. They universe. Are for that's yes, all. But that's associated. Not why I picked steel drums.
I don't even think that the Caribbean invented steel drums anymore. I think it was just invented for Girls Gone Wild.
Basketball swish of a net suggested by multiple people, but again, the Pornhub theme, which is just, that's just good music right there.
I didn't know that was Pornhub for some reason.
Yeah, oh, me neither.
Okay.
No, I thought it was like a Grand Theft Auto. Like, I thought that was like a Grand Theft Auto, like, intro sound.
I thought it was, for a brief second, like, MTV2 used to have, like, that transition music in between commercials. Not even in between shows, but, like, a bridge between two commercials. I thought it was one of those.
Imagine being that. Not that they don't automate it, but, like, the bridge between commercials person at MTV. The person that hit the button every time. If you look up Pornhub theme on YouTube... it's just like hour-long compilations of high school bands, and it's the drummer sneaking it into like one of their concerts.
Rascals.
Sneakily, I don't like the Pornhub intro because I don't like anything that breaks the like methodical, like sort of like diving into doing porn. I don't want anything like breaks me and makes me self-aware.
Any intro to a porn video, I hate.
No, I want like a full theme song, like Full House. I want the intro of the actors. She smiles. No, like she's
it ain't funny jerking off, my friend. It is a mission. There's no distractions on this
one. I'm with Ken Jagged. Is not a humorous matter.
I'm with Nick. That would be hilarious. Just looking at the camera and like.
I actually think sometimes the sound of like a three hitting the back of the rim and then just not hitting the net is almost cooler.
I was
like
about to say that too. Yeah, that's significantly funny. Better.
I think the elite noise is a chain net.
Definitely.
Which I think you could include. I think you could include that.
Okay.
That's harder though, because those are always on fucking double rims and those just piss me off, to be honest. I hated the chain.
And that's why it's like all the more satisfying. You're hitting less shots. And when you hear that, it's like, wow.
I have heard the Pornhub intro so many more times than I've heard the swish of a basketball net.
Are you talking about just yourself or just in life?
Just myself.
Okay. So you've made the Pornhub intro play more than you've made a basket go through the net in a swish.
And that is no boast of my porn watching.
Che, we'll start with you. Porn or basketball?
I mean, flick at a wrist. You got to go as a
that
hoop
could
right
be either or. Yeah, that could be either or, my friend.
Lick of the wrist.
All his life.
Again.
Still not sure what you're... Yeah. Okay, so basketball. I'll go... I think the Pornhub jingle is like a... It's a good jingle. I think like real companies should be... Not that Pornhub's not. Be like, damn, we let the porn company get the good jingle.
Either way, the only way you're going to hear either sound is if you're trying to shoot. So they're both kind of binded in that way.
One to one, Ken Jack.
I'm going to go with the Pornhub one just because I don't think the swish sound is as cool as the thunk when it hits like the thing that connects the actual rim to the backboard.
Nick, sounds like Pornhub was your pick.
Come on, man. You got to go with the rim. Got to go box out, you know? You got to go with the swish. I'm going with the swish. Yeah.
The classic back-to-back swish that always happens in mid-basketball. Owen?
I'm going with the swish. I was a damp lips boy. We've talked
KB, about that, yeah. 3-2. NBA swish. Basketball swish.
The swish, especially when it's your own. I swished 11 straight threes at the Y one time, and the only witness was this Tony Chiazza guy who refused to acknowledge. He said he didn't see it. So no one ever believed him.
Well, he didn't confirm it, so I still don't believe you.
It breaks me every time you just use full government names, especially the unique names.
He's a fucking ref, isn't he? Or he thought he was? Fucking Tony, you remember, he was always at the work there.
He's a ref, so you just hang out.
He would stand around hoping to, like, ref games.
Yeah. He would just hope a pickup game breaks out.
He was the only one in the court.
A pickup ref.
You don't have to
That's pick incredible. Ref game.
Tony Chiazza was there. Now, I know he saw.
I can imagine a pickup ref. You're like, why do you do that? It's like, you ever see me sitting out on the sidelines? I'm in every game. Never miss a game. I'm involved each time. Coley, it already won, but would basketball for you or Pornhub?
I would have taken the swish, but I'm now furious at the concept of pickup ref. Like, just the very concept of a man who only referees.
I'm looking
at him. I have a favorite call.
You got to reach out to him.
He's got to be at, like, D2 ball by now. Embry-Riddle or something like that.
Probably.
Did he have a favorite?
I think he is.
Yeah. What was his favorite call to make as a ref? Do you know?
Oh yeah. Oh my God. Google his name and referee. He has some good Getty images.
Oh wow. No way.
Tony, what is it?
We're just fully doxing this guy.
Yeah. But we said only good things.
Oh, he's a real. Why does he look? He looks like Jake Gyllenhaal, kind of.
Yeah, he's a stud.
He's a hot ref.
His name wrong.
He's a real ref.
Yes.
He's holding like a Seton Hall basketball.
Yeah, he was always at the Y.
He's reffing legitimate games.
What is this? You don't get to that point without putting in the hours. Like
he has
you got to practice. He has a parody Twitter account.
No way.
Yeah, it's at not Tony Chiazza and his bio. Dude,
no, that's a KB. That's KB. KB set up that account 7 years ago.
His bio says all business and all hashtag March Madness.
That isn't me, but I know who runs that account.
Does anybody see the picture where his partner passed out mid-game?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Lighting's gonna be tough there.
Kind of looks like Bizarro Rothstein a little bit.
I really didn't think that.
Yeah, I see it.
I mean, I believe
Bizarro John Rothstein.
I believe this was a real guy, but I didn't think when you said he watched you by yourself hit 11 threes in a gym that I would then see he reffed an NCAA tournament game last year.
Okay, and that's his thing. He claims he wasn't watching me.
You're the only one in the gym.
He just
stood there and reffed.
KB, in this meme, you would be the guy on the floor and Tony Chiazza would be Tony Chiazza.
Dude, I remember one time we flooded the boys' room and like he like made us clean all the weight equipment in the Y. Then I realized he doesn't even work there. We just let him punish us.
Oh my God.
He was a man.
Here's just but, Jay Wright screaming at him. Oh my gosh. Wow. All right. Well, so basketball swish moves on, but something tells me that that could just be Tony Chiazza at some point.
That's yeah. It's that. That sound is not swish. That's Tony Chiazza ignoring Kyle.
No, it's Tony Chiazza calling a crisp block in the lane. The whistle he blows.
I just found him is his parody account horny replying to women online. Oh my God. It's better every fucking second.
The sixth seed. Both of these are Microsoft based. Here's the sixth seed. So the sixth seed, I will say, this is very similar to the Yeah and Entourage. That is the what is that
like, Gregorian chant?
Yeah, Halo chant.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, hey, the Halo chant from the theme song going against the 11 seed. That's XP. That's specifically Windows XP start. Chase shaking his head does not like that 11 seed.
I don't either.
Awful. I mean, then you have a PC and your computer stinks. I mean, I know you're a PC guy.
I'm on a PC. My PC's.
I'm on a PC as well.
You got one of those like gamer PCs. Like if you ever worked a job where you get a Mac or a PC and you get a PC, your computer stinks. Unless you get one of your special gamer ones. So awful, awful sound. It shouldn't be on the bracket. What was going up against it? The Halo sound. Have you heard the Eagles like offensive lineman like singing this like in the shower?
Yeah, it was awesome.
That's actually better than this in the Halo sound.
It's strong.
Gets the juices flowing.
It's scary.
In a good way.
Oh, you don't like it. It terrifies you?
It's scary, and I don't think it portrays Halo that way. I don't think Halo's scary.
It was like a gory game, man. It was rated R or whatever.
I like the Halo sound when you killed somebody with the sword.
The energy sword, yeah.
Halo had great sounds all around.
Great sounds. The Needler was a good sounding gun.
The voice of Master Chief, great. Lots of good sounds.
A lot of good sounds.
What do we vote for here, though? I mean, it seems like people are very out on Che just ethered the startup sound.
It is.
There's a shocking amount of pictures of Tony Chiazza.
I know. I'm still going. Yeah.
Yeah. Can Cole, we get Tony Chiazza in a monster truck, please?
Is Halo ripping through a sweep here?
I'm going Windows for sure.
Play it again. That's nostalgia right there. KB, what about you?
I don't know. I don't know if I like the Halo sound. And I especially hate when like all the dumpy beard guys like go viral for making it with their mouths.
They're always dumpy.
Yeah.
You're looking at one.
Yeah. Do you have a video of you doing it?
I am the dumpy.
Like he would make that sound perfect.
Oh, Ken Jack. I'm going to fucking make one tomorrow. Work and Ken Jack's been doing that in there.
You walked in the bathroom and work one time when I was in the middle of taking a shit and you turn off the lights. Who the fuck does that to somebody?
What the fuck? That's my go-to.
That is a classic go-to move. Owen?
I don't like the window sound. It's too loud.
Yeah, so I'm with Owen.
There is a ruckus.
It was always so loud.
So that's 2-1 Halo. Ken Jack?
Yeah, Windows is like probably more iconic and more because so many more people have heard it and used it. But it reminds people, I think, mostly of work. And Halo is just nothing but fun, man. Mowing down aliens and teabagging your friends.
So that's stacked 2-2 now, Halo. Nick?
Doesn't remind me of work. It reminds me of my first taste of freedom. Like XP, you could have the different profiles. And so my parents made me one. And so when I logged in there and heard that, it was me time. Mm-hmm. Going so to badasbuddy.com trying to get my moving buddy icon. of a guy fucking a can of Mountain Dew.
That's 3-3. I'm gonna break the tie and move Halo on. Need a video game one to move on. I'm gonna do that. Though maybe there's one in the next matchup. The 7 seed is a play-in. Here's your first option. They're from the same property, from the same thing. Here's the 7 seed, the first one.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the sound of a pod racer from Star Wars Phantom Menace.
It's all pod racers, not all just Sebulbas.
Sebulbas.
But we're going to do all pod racer sounds. We're going to do all pod racer sounds. Okay. It's going up against the most iconic sound from the movies. A lightsaber. Gonna play the other pod racer sounds just for one. Great sounds. Which one is the better Star Wars sound? Coley, you're the czar of Star Wars. I'll let you like Star Wars more than any Star Wars fan, Coley, so I'll let you start.
Yeah, that's true, just because I don't care about it at all. So that automatically makes it me the biggest fan of it on the planet. The pod racers are from the movies everyone hates, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to go.
The goalposts are being moved.
I'm talking about original takes. I'm not allowing for people to get off their takes. They hated those when they came out. That's what matters. So yeah, I'm going A because everyone seemed to like B more.
I'm going pod racers, Che.
So I'm not a big Star Wars guy, but the lightsabers.
Skywalker.
The lightsaber sounds just an iconic sound. I mean, as a kid, if you're doing lightsaber stuff, like you make those noises. So I think, like, iconic wise, like that has to, like, I don't know if I've ever heard the pod racer sounds before, so I'm gonna go lightsaber.
Ken Jack.
So the lightsaber. Steve's right in that the lightsaber is definitely the more iconic sound, but the pod racer sound is so much cooler. Because it incorporates engines, and engines are significantly more alpha and or less nerdy than lightsabers. So, got to give
everything you just said was extremely nerdy. I don't think you can end it.
So
that just means you're a Sigma, my friend.
3-1, Nick. I think you're going to give it the win here, pod racer.
Oh, the Sebulba pod racer is my all time favorite sound. That was my most played song on Spotify this year. on my Spotify Wrapped, it's the only thing I can think of. Just banging my head to that, bass boosted. Granted, Sebulba, I don't want to get it twisted, is not my favorite pod racer, but
Ben Quadraneros,
Ben
right?
Ben Quadraneros is by far my favorite. Yeah. But
Coley, you look more like a Gascano guy.
I was thinking the same exact thing, Jeff. Yeah. So I gotta go Sebulba pod. His pod racer was so big, so powerful, and was chasing down Anakin's. It was intimidating. It ruled.
What about you, Owen?
Yeah.
Big Star Wars guy, obviously. It what?
Didn't it already win?
Oh, I guess it did win 4-1. Would you vote? What would you and KB have voted for?
The racers.
That's the first one, right?
Yeah.
That's valid.
That moves on. That's going up against another video game sound. This one pushed the line, I felt like, because it has words in it. But so did Yas from Entourage. So here it is.
EA Sports. It's in the game.
I think it qualified as a sound, right?
Yeah. Sound. It's a video game sound.
Which I always associate, like, three grainy videos of, like, young kids finding the actual guy who does the voice. And then they
pretty good. And he goes, let me do it.
He goes, not bad, not bad. How about this? And then he rips off
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Oh, there's three of those videos on the internet, all like a couple million views, and they all go the same way.
That voice isn't distinct enough to be like the one guy that does it.
Also, how do you find that guy in public?
You think that's really distinct?
Who knows what he looks like?
Yes. He kind of looks like older Thad Castle.
It's like a deep voice.
Does he get like stopped in public?
Wait a minute.
I recognize your voice from your
face. He does. There are viral videos of and kids will do the thing, and then he's like, not bad, not bad. How about this? And then he does this
every time.
Have you ever read about the You've Got Mail guy?
No.
AOL?
No.
Do tell.
His wife just like worked at AOL. He was just like a random dude. He changed his life whatsoever, but they checked in on him like 20 years later.
I think I actually have seen that video. Is it a video online that like they interview him?
I saw pictures and quotes.
Oh no, I actually saw a video of somebody who made the original MacBook sounds, and like they weren't copyrighted or something. They made like no money off them.
Yeah,
that's tough.
The whole story.
Che, I know you're voting EA Sports.
I don't even know what EA Sports is going against, but EA Sports wins.
Pod Racers. I'm going to go Pod Racers.
EA Sports by a mile.
I'm going, Che. I'm going Star Wars. Che, the jock, going
you're an anti-Madden guy. Your NFL 2K privilege is showing.
Madden sucks now.
You suck.
NFL is like universally 2K5 disliked. Is a superior game. Ken Jack.
I mean, everybody still buys it on the release date.
Yeah, but that's like the Star Wars fans, dude.
I was going to make the point, like, the only thing that comes close to Star Wars fans is people who still buy Madden.
Exactly. So they buy it to scream about it.
They're yelling within seconds of this game sucks. It's just like, I don't get it. I've broken away from that. That I do not get anymore. Ken Jack.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Pod Racer, man. I mean, I think the EA Sports guy, I now associate again, like you were saying, I would have said the same thing. It's just, it's that guy doing the videos. And mostly since I hate Madden now, I want to disassociate from the EA Sports thing.
NHL is a good game too. Does that?
It is. I miss though the EA Sports. That was better when the thing that would happen right after that would be videos of like fans or college students at games, and they would be like we're like go Purdue, whatever the fuck they would say. I don't know what exactly it was. That's
what they say at Purdue. Yep.
Go Purdue, and then they would just yeah. You know what I mean. Nick. Fan.
Come on.
Pod Racer Owen.
Madden. I'm sorry.
EA Sports, KB.
Can you play the Pod Racer real quick?
that got KB going. Colin, what would you voted for? Pod Racers move on.
I'm trying to think. Well, it doesn't matter. I was seeing if EA Sports made the Pod Racer video game. That really would have. They didn't. So I'm gonna go Pod Racers as well.
Finally, the 2 vs. 15 seed, the 15s. Here's the thing, Che. It's not going to matter. I don't think. I think the winner of this matchup is probably going to meet Farts in the final. I could be wrong though. I've been wrong before. Here's the 2 seed. The crack of a bat.
Home run bat. Home run bat has to be home.
It's home run.
Bat.
Home run. Crack of a bat. Okay. Going up against the 15 seed.
Scientists were able to mimic Nessie Amun's voice by recreating his mouth and vocal cords with a 3D printer. It allowed them to produce a single sound.
Ah! that is the real sound of a mummy. The real voice of a mummy.
One of the best videos of all time.
One more time.
I can't believe they put that on television.
Yeah,
that was literally the first suggestion I wrote.
Can you pull up the
video? Scientists were able to mimic Nessie Amun's voice by recreating his mouth and vocal cords with a 3D printer. It allowed them to produce a single sound.
Ah! It is. We'll play the video if you're watching. We'll play it over. It is. It's one of the funniest videos I've ever seen in my life. We played on LCB. The first time we were playing on LCB, we were in tears for maybe 10, 15 minutes.
I've never seen that. That's the funniest thing.
Either. That's amazing. Oh.
Holy shit.
One more time for the room. It's just the ending. Is just...
Scientists were able to mimic Nessie Amun's voice by recreating his mouth and vocal cords with a 3D printer. It allowed them to produce a single sound.
Oh!
It's such a good video. It's one of my all-time favorites.
Is this what you were talking about, giving the stinky fart a run for its money, Jeff?
Yeah, I just think that the sound of the real sound of a mummy is just gonna be tough to beat. I mean, the crack of a bat is great. Who doesn't love a good home run? That sounds like a backyard baseball crack of the bat, by the way.
It's like an asset from that game.
Yeah, it's Kenny Kamaguchi, Pablo Sanchez.
So the mummy is the Ultimate Warrior. I don't know if you guys remember the Ultimate Warrior when he used to cut promos, but that is exactly what he sounded like. I mean, that landslide. I love the crack of the bat, but I mean, mummy.
Ah! But you thought the waves were a shell.
Correct.
Wait.
That could be the Ultimate Warrior.
What is the video of the mummy?
Well, we'll have to send in the chat.
The thing we played is the video. They just, you see the scientists in the lab recreating the sound.
Well, don't they zoom in on its face?
Yeah, and then there's like
it's just like a mummy laying on a table, if I remember correctly. And as they play the sound, they just zoom in close on it.
Yeah, and then they even have like the waveform lines move up and down, and all they play is.
Ah!
Yeah, it's all time. It's an all time moment. Does crack of the bat stand a chance here?
No,
I'm going crack of the bat.
KB.
I got to go the realistic, or the, not even realistic, the real sound of
the absolutely real sound. Owen?
Mummy, yeah.
Nick?
Sorry.
I'm going mummy.
Ken Jack, you ending it?
Oh, yeah, mummy by far.
Mummy, all right. So here is the Elite Eight swish of a basketball against the beginning of the Halo theme.
Dude,
that's tough.
Tony Chiazza ref Georgetown versus Syracuse the other day.
He's doing the tournament. He did the literal tournament.
He does a
tour. Does he have a Twitter?
Yeah, Zoodit Zebra 83.
No way.
That's so funny.
We got to get him to acknowledge your 11 threes.
I need to ask him if he remembers that.
Wait a second.
God, he's not going to remember you, man.
Yeah, Zoodit Zebra might. What?
Nah, I made that up, but he's all
I believe.
If you Twitter search his name, he's everywhere. He's everyone's talking about him. He's doing guest appearances.
No.
Oh my god! Guest appearances on what? Fallon?
I'm going Wheeling Jesuit University.
KB, what are you voting for?
The swish.
The swish. Coley, swish as well?
Absolutely.
Big lead for the swish. Owen?
The swish.
Uh-oh, Nick.
There's nothing I can do.
Yeah, you could.
What?
I'll go swish.
All right, now there's nothing you can do. I did it. I would have voted Halo.
Yeah, me too.
Che, you're a swish guy.
No, I actually would have voted Halo. I think the swish was an awesome sound, but the Halo sound is...
Look at that. Every vote counts, Nick. See?
Uh-oh.
Basketball swish taking on either Star Wars Pod Racers or the real sound of a mummy.
Oh, fuck.
Tough. Great sound, and then, you know...
Ah!
I'm going mummy.
It's like someone hit Andrew Dice Clay with a car. Like, yeah. That's what it's
like. Hey, Dice Man.
Ah! Yeah, it really is.
Who else? Ken Jack, your vote?
I mean, the mummy is going to be my pick until the end of this bracket, for sure. He's muted.
You gotta go mummy. I think I'm riding the mummy till the final versus the fart.
Nick,
Sebulba.
Oh, went with his guy Owen.
Mummy.
Mummy moves on, taking on the basketball swish. Coley, I'll start with you. are you changing allegiances here, or does the mummy just, is it inevitable?
Picturing like Dice Clay's like telling a joke to someone, and as he's about to hit his punchline, that's when like an ice cream truck just fucking mows him down. I can't, the swish is just like the purest sound in sports to me, but I already have my, what I imagine to be the finals crafted in my head. So I'm going with the mummy.
Yeah.
Do you think though that the swish is better than the clink when it hits off of that back part?
You're confusing the visual with the sound. The visual of the net not moving is really what you think is cool about that.
But when you shoot it and it makes the clink instead of the swish, I think it is such a cool sound. Like, I think that's an awesome sound.
It's not, like I said, there's no purer sound in sports than the swish. That's why it was the highest. It was higher than crack of the bat, right?
Swish was the 3 seed. Probably should have been honestly, the swish was the 2 seed, but I didn't need to see it up against real sound of the mummy in the first round.
Fair. Yeah, I think the visual is cooler when the net doesn't move. But
my only counter argument would be that when you hit the clink shot, everyone looks at you like you just hit the coolest shot. Like they're like, ooh, like that was a much better shot than if you
were nobody playing. Yeah, shot
we're talking switch. Visuals versus sound here. This is a sound podcast. You want to take your shit to YouTube?
We are on YouTube. This is a vodcast. It is on YouTube.
No one told me that.
There is one sound of the mummy. KB, I mean, is this the sound of the mummy sweep cross?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, sets up the big finale. We'll just play the sounds pure. No interruptions. Here's the first sound, the 16 seed. Going up against the 15 seed.
Jeff, a request. Mummy. Can I lay out a request?
I have one too.
Yeah, can you play? Can you play the mummy sound into the gross fart?
Works.
No, it's got to be the other way.
Does that mean a real life mummy yelling as he takes a wet shit is going
to do it in reverse? Do the other way around. Yeah, that was apropos.
Yeah.
Is it impossible to do simultaneously? Yeah, right.
I could mix
shit and scream at the
I want to see.
I think in real life.
They need to recreate like a King Tut's fart.
Speaking of that, does anybody actually know how 3D printers work?
No. I can't say I do. Can't say I do.
Speaking of like King Tut's fart.
Well, they were saying that his voice was recreated from a 3D printer. How is that possible? What do 3D printers do?
It made the mouth.
Made his throat.
His like throat thing, yeah.
Can we do that like, with Nancy?
Yeah, it's fucking damn it. It's about to get shit. Oh shit.
I mean, is this a tandem win for
I've got Hey Arnold wearing a Cookie Monster hat with King Tut's voice ripping a fart. Ripping a fucking fart.
While driving Jack Joyce's...
No, the mummy sound is the sound you make to Jack Joyce when he runs over your fucking Volvo.
He you runs look over
out the window
your,
up at him.
You're fucking yeah, Prius. We have to think of like what is our winner? Who do we crown as the champ?
I'm going fart.
Jay?
No, it's only fitting this time.
It's only fitting to have a combo winner here. We've done it a few times. I think this is totally appropriate. I'm voting combo winner.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
You think it should be just one KB?
Yeah, that's how everything is.
I mean, except two of our previous brackets.
Yeah, well, you can't beat the two opponents combined.
That is exactly what we did last time, no?
Yeah.
We combined.
Monster hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
All right. I think I got to go mummy. Farts are very funny. That fart is extremely funny. But yeah. The mummy video is so much more individually in a bubble funnier than any given fart, probably.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Che, if you had to pick one.
It would be the fart, just because what makes the mummy clip super funny is the newscast. Like, once right. that's removed,
yeah,
it's kind of...
All right, so 2-1 fart, Nick.
Fart.
3-1, Owen.
Fart.
So fart seems to win. KB?
I mean, I'm biased. Well, Nick and I know the guys who made the fart sound effect.
fart sound effect yeah, number 7. Goalie?
Yeah.
The sweet guys. The farts made me laugh every time, and for years too, not even just this specific one. The mummy has been funny for a couple of years. Let's see if it can stand the test of time.
That is very true. That is very true. So that is the winner, farts. The winner of Best Sound, the 16 seed. Honorable mentions. Here is one that didn't make it, but was nominated twice. Yeah, the sound, the pick is in sound, NFL draft, Nickelodeon, the splat sound effect of the Nickelodeon intro, the yeah. end of day or end of the school year school bell, uh-huh. final bell, crackling fire, the sound of fire. Anything else? Any other honorable mentions?
I thought of this during the show, but the Fox sports theme, like NFL on Fox or MLB on Fox, incredible sound.
That's just a theme, though.
I mean, we've done themes before.
But, yeah, see, I
feel like the first 10, 11 seconds.
That almost I love when the guy hits the propeller in Titanic, that dong.
The Wilhelm scream was on mine.
Oh, that's
that
funny.
Was a good one. Wilhelm scream is always a good. I mean, that's a test of time. I mean, they're still ripping the Wilhelm scream.
I had that on mine. I had the M1 Garand ping. For those of you that play World War II video games, like the best video game sound of a gun, that is. And then I think most of my other ones like made it. Mongolian throat singing I had too, because I just think that sounds so cool. I have no fucking clue how it works. Other than they sing through the throat, which I think is just how all singing works.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 3D printers of singing.
Oh, yeah. And then a didgeridoo. Didgeridoos just sound awesome too.
Didgeridoos, I think, are strong.
All-time great instrument, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. I had the viral vine where that chick got smashed over the head with a shovel. That sound. I had Lil Wayne's lighter flick. I feel like that's pretty iconic sound. The opening violin chords to back that ass up.
Oh wow, that's actually that's smart.
And I think that was I'm a big fan of that little airplane sound when you send an email. I get why people wouldn't like that, but I think it's a neat little sound.
I don't think that's a bad pick either.
Farts. Classic winner. Not shocked that farts won. I kind of figured when I saw farts on the bracket that it would stand a good chance at winning. That's it for 2021. Our next episode will be the first week of January. Any other ideas that pop up now in your head, or just we'll wait it out for 2 weeks?
Best new things. Best new.
Nobody said getting head.
Four best sounds.
Yeah,
they all what? It all sounds different. I don't know.
You did suggest it. It was on your zone.
It all sounds different every time.
Getting topped off.
It's hard to keep track.
Walking on leaves is a good.
Yeah, walking on the crunch of leaves. I like the sound of tap dancing. I like
walking on marble.
Yes.
Very thin ice, and you crush it.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's great.
Scandinavian sex moans.
Yep.
Yeah.
SSMs. Okay.
Need to study up on that.
46 mark of Inner Bloom by Rufus the Soul.
The Lane 8 remix.
That's it. I hope everyone has a happy holidays. Happy New Year. We'll be back in 2022 for our next bracket, bracket 11. 10 this year, 10 more next year, and probably more than 10. For Coley, KB, Owen, Nick, and Ken, Jack, and Che, Jeff Lowe, we'll talk to you next year.